Second parak of Zavim, third Mishnah. Haray keri einay mitama beziva. The ace lace. A person who sees keri, seminal discharge. So what he sees afterwards, within 24 hours, we do not assume that it's from the ziva. But the yase ame yaymay. He says that you go just till the end of the halachic day, till the nightfall. Akum shara keri v'niskaya, a goy who saw a discharge of keri, and then he became a Jew, went through the gerus process. Miyadu matam beziva. From that point on, he can start ziva, and we don't say that since within 24 hours he saw keri, this is from the keri, because after the gerus, it changes his nature, and everything that happens from then on is different. Haroya dam, dam bekasha, me'es le'es. There are different situations, since we mentioned that the 24-hour break period, which affects the halacha of ziva. We're giving other examples. For example, that a woman who sees blood, she's tameya retroactively, me'es le'es, for 24 hours, and makasha, me'es le'es, a woman who's giving birth, and if it was in the ziva period, 11 days of ziva in the cycle of a woman, and she saw within 24 hours of the birth, then she, when she was having contractions, then that dam is tohar. The makis avda yom yomayim meisleis. Someone hits his eved, and it lasts for 1 day or 2 days. When it says the 2 days that he has to last, so that the master won't get a death penalty, is 2 24-hour days. Kev shechel baser meis, a dog who ate the flesh of a dead person. For 3 days of 24-hour periods, another 72 hours, so we still assume that there's tumas meis in that posse.